Is the people's reaction. And, you know, that's how they get it. You know, if I had had a TV show during 9-1-1 and I had already told everybody it was going to happen, then their reactions would have changed and would have been different. There would have been less people running off to Iraq. So now I'm throwing out the 1013 as publicly as I can so that people are aware and their reactions will be altered. And that's really what's critical, because everything's a show. These guys are magicians, and it's prestidigitation. You know, it's look over here while I bring the dove up out of my sleeve. And so they, you know, are just putting on a show so that we will react, just as a stage magician would do. And so, yeah, that's the critical thing is the reaction, our reaction to the event.
Oh, you know, yeah, absolutely.
I started thinking that they're going to use Iran as the scapegoat. And the reason I'm thinking this is due to the ritual of Anna Nicole. As strange as that may seem, when you get a good look at that clown makeup that Anna Nicole is wearing, it is the flag of Iran.
Yes, it is, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is identical. I do have a picture of her face with the flag of Iran on the website.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I remember seeing that. Yeah.
So, you know, this again to me is like the shock and awe ritual. That they have to let us know in any sneaky, devious way before it occurs.
Yeah, for the purposes of the listeners, could you explain about the shock and awe and your discovery of this?
Yeah, absolutely. When we stormed Baghdad, they called it the shock and awe campaign. And as I started to get into the goddess studies, and I realized that the Hebrew word for the goddess was Shekhinah.
Right.
And I noticed the correlation there between Shakhanon's Hakina. And then I find that Saddam Hussein is announcing that he's Nebuchadnezzar reincarnated. And even the Freemason-run paper USA Today announced that the CIA could not disprove Saddam's claims to be Nebuchadnezzar reincarnated. And of course, he was rebuilding Nebuchadnezzar's palace with his picture as Nebuchadnezzar. And we attacked Baghdad with the mother of all bombs. So here comes the Shakhanah, the Shekhinah, and attacking Nebuchadnezzar using the Moab.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the
mm-hmm.
exact story of Nebuchadnezzar in the Bible.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
One of the curious notes is not only did they blow up many areas that were holding ancient Sumerian texts, they also stormed the Temple of Nana, which is the male moon god, whereas Inanna is like Anna Nicole.
Mm-hmm.
And we stormed the Temple of Nana in Ur, which is the king city of Babylon, and stole all the ancient relics there. That's the U.S. military.
Yeah, in fact, Michael Tsarian, when I interviewed him, which is going to be a few podcasts down the road here, he was explaining that what they were doing is they were looking to possibly raise these Nephilim that were interred in the ground. And what they were stealing from these museums and so forth were these ancient magical implements and tools which would help them with these raising rituals to animate or reanimate these Nephilim that were buried. And he also mentioned that if this comes to pass, we are all in some serious deep shit.
Yeah. You know, the Nephilim are giants.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Barry Chalmachan talking about the giants that arrived during the Oslo Accord.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course, the giants have been very well concealed. And yes, absolutely everything, once you start to understand who our leaders are and what they're up to, you realize it has nothing to do with greed, money, oil, any of that, or power. I mean, well, power, but that they are soul snatchers, that they are dealing with magical rituals that deal with soul powers, and that it's much more spiritual than anybody has ever considered, or at least, you know, in these circles that I'm in now with the Patriots, you know, and they're all cheering, thinking Ron Paul's going to save the world. Like, my God, you guys really don't know what's going on, do you? Because this is so much more a spiritual battle than it is a political battle.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I recently did an interview where I was the guest on a podcast called Occult of Personality with Greg, the host, who's a friend of mine, by the way. And we did this 2.5-hour talk, and it was concerning politics, talisman magic, and also black magic through the mass media mixed with viral marketing. In the context of Hillary Clinton and what she's up to at the moment. And also using
she's
other...
evil witch.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Let's get that out there.
Absolutely. An Illuminati witch, yes. And we used some examples such as Led Zeppelin 4, which is a perfect representation of a hyper-sigil, a talisman, and a pentacle, and we also talked about the occult graphic novelists Grant Morrison and his Invisibles story, and Alan Moore and all of his stories like Promethea, which is a very interesting magical story, and So he and I talked about that. It was a 60-minute interview that turned into pretty close to 3 hours.
Yeah.
Because it just went from one thing to the other, and got to cover the whole thing. You don't do it justice, you know.
Thinking of so many things we could still say.
Yeah, absolutely. So when you discover these things, how does this affect your thinking and your worldview?
Well, one thing is the miraculous nature of the information that comes my way. I have always said that I don't go looking for any of this stuff. It comes and finds me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel very guided and I feel very protected. I know I have a guardian angel. I've had too many miracles in my life. And for me, this whole thing is what God is asking of me. And so this really gives me the hope that, you know, we're gonna make changes and people are gonna start becoming aware. You know, I feel like a messenger. I feel like an angel. And this is what guides me and moves me forward. And as long as these miraculous events continue, which I know they will, I will just keep moving forward. And at this point, I feel so protected. I feel like, and I go through, you know, my ups and downs. There are times when I lose all hope because I don't see, even people that are aware of things, I don't see them changing their actions.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes I do go down and lose hope, but most of the time I'm up, and most of the time I know of the miraculous nature of the universe, and I know that we're here to learn these lessons. And so there aren't going to be any extraterrestrials to come along and save us, because we got to save ourselves. That's the whole point of us being here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good point, by the way. Excellent point. The interesting thing about that is, you know, some people are waiting for Jesus Christ. Some people are waiting for the UFO friends and brothers to come and rescue them. Still others are waiting for Superman or Batman to show up. And, you know, I don't know who's loonier out of that bunch, but, you know, it's clear to me anyway, as you just said, and I agree 100%. We have to do this for ourselves. And if we don't take an interest in our own welfare, are we honestly going to expect some beings to fly halfway across the universe to do it for us? How realistic is that?
What good would it do?
Yeah, exactly. You're not going to learn anything from that. And most definitely, I don't know what your personal experience is, but mine has been where so many people, they can talk the talk, but when it comes to walking the walk, they don't do the work. They just bullshit around and talk about, you know, this or that, or the chakras, or energy, you know, and they don't do anything. And I find that to be quite sad and a missed opportunity. You know, if we can't do this for ourselves, you know, I'm not going to hold my breath while Batman shows up, you know.
Especially since Batman's grandfather was Skull and Bones.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And so it goes, you know, this whole thing just continues and feeds on itself. You know,
more and more people are becoming aware of the miraculous nature of life and starting to move out of the third dimension. I get notes from people all the time now telling me of the synchronistic miracles that are occurring, and they're starting to recognize this. And really, all it takes is a change of thought, you know, a change of your perspective, and everything alters.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, if you remember when I was on your show, I was telling you about my son and how I was able to use angelic protection magic to protect his health during my wife's pregnancy. Now, Anthony is now 27 months old, and in addition to him being perfectly healthy physically, this child has a very advanced intellect. He is already using the computer. He is already reading. He is already, he knows his alphabet. He knows how to count to 15. He knows how to use a telephone. He knows how to use the remote control for the TV and to put on his Elmo videos and this story Good Night Moon that I must have seen 500 times already. And so the miraculous nature of that whole situation provides proof and verification of exactly what you're saying.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and no one is more happy about this than I am. He actually goes for books before he'll go for a toy. And that's incredibly exciting to me. And of course, you know, what books he pulls off the shelf is he'll pull off Magic Without Tears and he'll say, Daddy, read me a story. Ain't no problem. If you're ready for it, I'm ready for it. Anyhow,
I would like to announce that I will be giving my first big talk.
Yeah, I got that email today. Yeah, do that. Talk about that.
The ESO Zone, which is for esoteric, and there's going to be a number of interesting lecturers there, including Paul Lapoli, and it will be August 10th through the 12th in Portland, Oregon. And you can find out all the information at ESOZone, that's ESOZONE.com.
Excellent.
I'm pretty excited about that. Yeah, I'm getting together a big PowerPoint display and I'm going to cover reality manufacturing.
Oh, great. That sounds fascinating. Are you going to be able to record that, or are you planning on doing it?
Film it, and it's also supposed to be live podcast and all kinds of.
Oh, great! Excellent. That's great news. I'll put the links and the information in the show notes. So thank you for announcing that, because I was definitely excited when I saw your email today about that.
And I don't know if I mentioned it in the email, but my friend that's putting this together, his website is Alterati, Alterati,
mm-hmm.
Alterati.com, and mm-hmm. I think you would really enjoy his website. They've got some very amazing, magical, chaos magic articles.
Oh, yeah, I'll definitely check that out. I'm always interested in anything that bends my mind.
Yes.
Yeah. As you know, yeah. One other thing I was wondering about is how did you get connected with Revere Radio Network? Are you still doing that?
Yes. The week. Next week will be my rock and roll show, actually. I'm hoping. I think that's what it's going to be. I'm finally going to cover that. People have been bugging me. I'm always mentioning Bill Lash taking me to the Mason Temple and trying to kill me, and I never finished the story. So I think I better hurry up and get that one out there. But yes, Revere Radio, they all came to town and just begged me to do a show. Well, they didn't have to beg very hard, but so I'm excited to do anything that comes my way in this fashion that I know I can continue spreading the word. And so, you know, it didn't take them much to get me to agree.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And it's kind of nice just to sit here in my office with my little headset on and just talk to the air. it's a little weird, but it's good. And mostly I've been using the radio show as more of a personal forum. I've been telling a lot of Freeman tales as opposed to getting into data.
Mm-hmm.
I like concepts better than data.
Right, right. Would this be connected to the secret project you're working on right now? Related to your typewriter, sir? Can we talk about that for a minute? Or is that too early to bring that up?
My supposed book?
Yes.
What's
the deal with supposed?
I just seem to formulate it. I have so much written. I have so much stuff. But I just need to compile it into a format. And I don't know why I'm waiting or what it is that's holding me up. Because I bet I could just, like, slap it all together. I know I have everything already written. You know, I have tons and tons of stuff written. And so it's been the universe has been slapping me a little bit. And I actually put the notice that I was working on my book out so that people would continue to bug me about it. Because sometimes I need a little kick in the ass.
Mm-hmm.
That is absolutely the next thing. And after the book, then I'll get this new film done.
Okay. And so the book is going to be more of a personal memoir as opposed to research piece, or?
It's going to be both.
Okay.
I'm considering the title Confessions of a Conspiracy Theorist.
Okay, and, that works.
It's going to cover everything. They won't be like, you know, that's the whole thing is I'm trying to figure out the format on how I'm going to do it. And, you know, I look at, like, David Icke's Biggest Secret, and I would love for it to be something as phenomenal as that. But that's all data. And I'd really like to relate the miraculous nature of my life along with the data. So it's going to be kind of a personal story along with all the data.
Yeah, because I got to tell you, just as a listener, ignoring the fact for a minute that you're a friend of mine, it's very interesting to listen to these personal stories of yours because they are just so amazing, the things that you've done and the people you've run into, and so you have a winner on your hands, absolutely.
Nice. It is absolutely going to be done. It will be done. And most likely as soon as I get back from the rainbow.
Okay.
And if anybody's interested, I want everybody to go to Rainbow. And you can find that by going to welcomehome.org and get directions from there.
Mm-hmm.
It should be in northern Arkansas this year. It might be in Texas. We'll know in a few days. So as soon as I'm done with that, I think it's all going to just flow out of me at that point.
You said a few minutes ago that as far as you were concerned, that Bush Jr. was going to be our last American president. So where does Hillary Clinton fit into this scheme of things?
Well, like I say, they like to promote what they're going to do in the movies before they do it.
Mm-hmm.
And absolutely the decline and fall of America was given in The Revenge of the Sith.
Yeah, definitely.
And so I use that kind of as a format of what I think is going to occur. And it was interesting because they say execute order 66,
mm-hmm.
which in Hebrew is W, and that's who kills off all the Jedi.
Mm-hmm.
So W kills off all the Jedi in that movie. But of course, then there's the whole format of the fall of the Congress and the rise of the Emperor. And at times I've thought the Emperor would be John Kerry, just because of his pure bloodness.
Mm-hmm.
That he's supposedly known as Long Devil, in the Skull and Bones. But that doesn't fit the format, so I'm not so sure about that, because all the names that I've seen from Skull and Bone members are from Revelations. Long Devil obviously is not in Revelations, but
yeah,
anyway,
yeah.
So it could very well be Hillary that rises as the senator to come and save us, you know, as what happened in Revenge of the Sith.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she is a high-level Illuminati witch, and I have it from insider sources that she requires people to either look down and not look upon her as she walks down the hall, or even better, she prefers that they actually exit the hallway if she steps into it. I mean, you know, and she is just a ruthless, evil...
Yeah. I will use our imagination as the adjective.
and so
maybe begin
with
it.
Could very well be her.
Yeah.
That would fit in the whole Illuminati scheme of things, because they do have these high level priestesses.
Well, see, the reason why I'm asking about this is the way I see things here regarding her is, you know, she has this, last summer she was the guest of honor at the Bilderberg Group meeting. And this was exactly the same treatment that her husband received as governor of Arkansas the year before he announced he was running for president. So when that occurred, I thought for sure that I was looking at our next president, Hillary Clinton. And the interesting thing about it is she is my senator here in New York State. And I've been doing a lot of research in public when I run into people at the drugstore or at the gas station or at the grocery store, wherever, restaurant. And I'll ask people at random, you know, so are you going to vote for Hillary for president? And I've been asking over 100 people this question, and I've not gotten a single yes.
Really?
Yeah. She is hated, detested by everybody. She's looked upon as being an interloper, and she's looked upon as being this invading type of a force who does not belong in this neck of the woods, so to speak. And, you know, so there has to be some heavy manipulation. And I talked about this with Henrik on Red Ice Radio. Because I did a report about her as well, and about the techniques that they were using to manipulate the public, this Delphi technique, which involves the use of facilitators to come up with, a consistency in these town hall meetings and so forth, and they're all hand-picked participants from the audience to guarantee she doesn't face people like you or I,
right,
who would actually ask her a real question and, put her on the spot. But she, what she also did is back in 1993, Parade Magazine and the Sunday Supplement Magazine in April of 93 asked her what book influenced her political thinking the most. And at that time, she gave two examples, Orwell's 1984 and Huxley's A Brave New World. And if that didn't say it all for me, that's about the size of it. And so we're in big trouble if she manages to buffalo the 52% of America who are women are going to look at this as a victory for women.
Right.
And women's lib and feminism and all that fabricated nonsense.
Now, all I gotta say is you go look at my film with Corey Cordis on the Esoteric Roundtable,
mm-hmm.
you know, Nicole Brittany in Mind Control,
mm-hmm.
and have a look at Bill Clinton as a mind control slave. And then just
yeah, that was pretty.
All the connections.
Yeah, that was
and, you
pretty.
Know, Kathy O'Brien did report that George Romney, Mitt Romney's father, was also a high level Illuminati involved in the mind control and actually had abused her daughter Kelly. This is in her latest film on transformation. She brings out the whole story of George Romney. And, you know, what do we got now? We've got this high level Illuminati witch who's well known for having many suicides around her. And we've got, Barack Obama, nobody's too sure where he comes from.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got this Mormon, Mitt Romney, whose father was involved in the mind control program of MKUltra. And, you know, when are people going to wake up to the reality of how evil this really all is?
Yeah, in fact, I got an email the other day from one of my readers, and they asked a very interesting question, and I want to propose this to you just to get your idea on this, what you think about this. The question that was posed to me in this email was, how in the hell can Giuliani be running for president, being a knighted member of the British Empire?
You know, I did not know that.
Yeah, he was, after 9/11, knighted by Queen Elizabeth, yeah.
George Romney is also of Mexican descent, and they had him running, and he's not even American.
Yeah. They just do whatever the hell they want.
They do that.
Who cares?
You know, people out here think they're fighting toll roads, and I'm like, no, you're fighting the adversary here, folks. You know, and really, all these little rules and regulations that we believe are being followed are just for our own consumption. They don't follow those rules. And of course, you know, people want to blame the diebold machines for forcing particular people into office and whatnot. But it, you know, the whole system's been a farce from the get go. It's the fact that first, 13 presidents all belong to a single fraternity. I mean, that should have been clue enough.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all a big show. And, you know, I don't know what to say because they are so evil. And, you know, George H.W. Magog, he's been in charge of our country for, what, 26 years now?
26 years. Because obviously, you know, he was the one in charge calling the shots during the Reagan years. if we believe the reports, Reagan already had Alzheimer's when he was in his first term. And I do believe that because they pushed that whole thing off as, hey, this is America's grandpa, and he's an old forgetful codger, and, oh, isn't he so adorable? No,
yeah,
the guy's senile. That. He's falling apart.
Now, consider that our president was raised by the head of the CIA, a member of the Skull and Bones.
Mm-hmm.
Tony Blair is MI6. Putin is KGB.
Yeah.
You know, it just goes on and on. The military intelligence, or these occult orders, which I would prefer to call the SS, are in control of the planet. It's not even just an American thing. They're all military intelligence.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. In fact, you can go right across the board, across the whole planet, and find many other examples, too, of these intelligence services. And you mentioned Paul Laffoley is going to be part of that conference that you're going to be speaking at. And the interesting thing is recently he did a couple of interviews on Mike Hagan's Radio Orbit radio show. And in the middle of this very long interview, it was a couple hours long, he starts talking about he worked for Yamasaki, the architect of the World Trade Center. And he starts talking about the fact that the Bin Laden family and Bin Laden Construction was one of the major contractors on that project. And so what happened is, upon hearing that, I wrote up an article, threw it on my website, and the very next day I got an email from Paul's webmaster, this guy named Michael, who's a friend of his and was just helping him out by putting his stuff online. And he says, you know, you're like the one of two people in this entire country who even bothered picking up that story. And Mike was the other guy. And Paul had been interested in talking to, like, CNN and anybody who would have him on just so he could get this off his chest. And they received no requests from anybody to hear more about this story, which included details about how they built in the explosive charges at the time of construction.
Yeah.
So, you know, just another coincidence there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there's just so much to all of this. It's amazing that, well, you know, people don't want to believe in this type of stuff. They don't want to think this way. And really, that is indicative of how good humanity really is. You know, they want us to think now that we're all a virus on this planet, that we're the evil one.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really this Illuminati order. But it really is testimony to how good people are that they can't even consider this type of evil nature. And that's really where these people keep there and, you know, can keep going, because people don't want to believe it. They fight not to know.
Yeah, in fact, that's, you know, that's why a guy like George Bush Jr. will go out and make statements like, you know, Jesus Christ is my favorite philosopher, he said during one of the debates. And, you know, so people hearing that are going to say, hey, that guy's a Christian, I'll vote for him. And they're not understanding the fact that, you know, this was done for a specific reason. And this individual does not go to church and does not belong to a church and didn't bother going to any of the memorial services for any of the 9/11 victims.
And he drinks blood out of a skull and masturbates in a coffin.
Yeah, yeah, and that little detail. But, yeah, they just can't accept that there is such a diversion of, you know, morality from what they think and the way they live to the way these people live. And I saw this come into my family when my cousin married this very, very wealthy businessman from our area. And like I said, these people are tied up with the Bushes and the Rockefeller Rothschilds and the whole bit. And the thinking process that changed in my cousins and my aunt. My uncle had passed away before marriage, so he was not part of the picture, but they went from being like regular middle class, upper middle class people to like hell on wheels witches, you know. Just the way they think was amazing to see the change. And that's quite sad, actually.
Yeah, people need to start waking up to what's really going on. And it's so much more than just power and politics. I mean, we're witnessing continual high-profile rituals in front of us, and our TV is broadcasting mind control at us. I mean, you know, to have the American top models put out a murder spread, all these murdered models, at the same time as Heroes is showing rape and murder. And of course, Larry King had the cast of Heroes on, and if you start to realize how evil CNN really is, and how it's controlled by Walt Disney, and how evil Walt Disney was and is, and how, you know, even Kathy O'Brien mentioned that that's one of their main mind control devices is the Disney movies,
mm-hmm.
and you start mm-hmm. to recognize just that this whole thing is a contrivance. It's way more sinister, and you start to realize that there was a Rothschild when they sacrificed Diana at the Temple of Diana, and he was there to receive her soul, or you start to recognize that Anna Nicole's baby, Daniel Lynn, is a Rothschild through the Hitler bloodline, and she has received the soul of the firstborn and the goddess, because both dropped dead in her presence.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can start to put the pieces together, and you start to understand what that device is out in front of the Nashville Mall, and that this thing is high-tech spiritual warfare, and has to do a lot with more with souls than it does with oil or money.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. In fact, as the late, great Bill Hicks said, it's a war against consciousness and a war against the soul instead of a war against drugs or a war against terror or anything like that.
I was very happy to hear Kathy O'Brien mention that marijuana is one of the things that they will not allow their mind control slaves to use. You know, heroin, cocaine, sure, but they're not allowed to touch marijuana because marijuana opens the neurological pathways that allow memory to occur.
Yeah, in fact, that's a very good point to bring up because, you know, that is the bottom line with this drug war nonsense. And when I had read that, from her, I was very excited about that because here was a high-level confirmation and verification of something I knew in my heart was the truth, you know, just because of the way they were so adamant about not allowing its use. And everybody I've ever known that had ever used any of that had been very interesting, open-minded type of people. And likewise, anybody that would drink alcohol is shut off, closed down, and very negative type people as well. So you're always going to see, you know, alcohol allowed everywhere and marijuana allowed nowhere for right. those reasons. Yeah, definitely. The one last thing I just wanted to ask you about, and then I'll end the interview, is what are your thoughts on 2012? What do you see happening between now and 2012? And what do you see as the significance of 2012?
Well, of course, they're going to start to heighten their activities. There's going to be more chaos, more blood, and trauma. And what I believe is that this all has to do with our position in the galaxy. That our solar system goes through cycles just like we go through day and night, and that it's a 26,000 year orbit as mm-hmm. or rotation.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, that, the precession of the equinoxes is what you're talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. The the very astrological cycle, I believe that, and if you look to the dates, you know, the pyramids were dropped on this planet 13,000 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
10,500 BC is the best dating for the pyramids. And that would have been the exact time as we were entering what I term the Great Night, which is as we turned away from the galactic center. And so for the last 13,000 years, these pyramid people, now I call them the Mer folk, because the pyramids were known as Mer in ancient Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
And so it could be that all these Mer folk that I see are actually just symbolic of the pyramid people. But so, you know, Atlantis is famous for Mer folk.
Mm-hmm.
Many people have forgotten that. I tried to get Caesarian to talk about the merfolk. You know, he's all about Atlantis. I'm like, come on, talk about the fish people, man. but if you remember, Patrick Duffy is the man from Atlantis.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
So what I believe is that as we now are entering the Golden Dawn, the new Great Dawn, which is the Age of Aquarius, which is our solar system turning to face the galactic core once again, that this new emanation of light, this new vibration, is altering things and altering the very makeup of matter. And so I see it as this is the cause of the solar eruptions. This is the cause of what we call global warming, because all the planets in the solar system are warming, not just Earth. And I believe that as this new radiation is coming in, that it's heightening our very vibration. And as we become less material, this is the result of this emanation of light from the galactic center, and that it's just a natural cycle, and that it's like sleeping and waking up. And so we will wake up into this new reality. And wonder, you know, why were we asleep? And I see all of the devices that they are placing, the harp and other ionospheric heaters and frequency modulation devices, are to try and control this emanation as it enters, because they don't want to lose their slaves. Because as I see it, they have us mining this planet for resources, most especially gold. And this has always been the case. And, you know, there's, I see gold as the spice of doom. You know, is Earth is a racket, and gold is the means of folding space-time, once you convert it to a monoatomic state. And so they're busy trying to get their portal open through these devices, through the destruction and creation of matter, so that they can be ready as the new emanation of light comes at 2012. And so I believe that the reason the Mayan calendar just suddenly stops on the winter solstice of 2012 is because that is the end of time and the end of linear third dimensional aspects of life.
So what do you see happening at that point? I mean, are we going to rise above our bag of bones here, so to speak, or are we going to evolve into a spirit type of being, or what?
Yeah, even I see it as a mutation, and that, you know, as opposed to an evolution where it takes generations, I see it as a mutation, and yes, that we will become less material, and therefore be able to transverse the universe. And I really do not believe that beings come here from billions of light years away in craft. You know, that's just a ridiculous notion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I absolutely believe in soul travel, and that, you know, many on Earth are already able to do this, but then when we reach this point, we all will achieve this heightened state of ability and be able to traverse the universe.
Yeah, I've done extensive astral work, so I know what you're talking about. Interesting.
That's really what I think, and I think that, you know, they're going to try and keep us in a state of trauma and, you know, to create all the fear they possibly can so that we don't, you know, because if you're not receiving of this vibration, if you're in a static state, then you're going to erupt, you know, the whole death by fire type of deal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you'll just vibrate into non-existence. But if you're open to it and your soul is free and easy, then you will just, you know, ascend. You know, to me, this is like the rapture. Rapture.
There's a lot of just about what you're talking about here in my neck of the woods here. There's a lot of people that are currently having severe relationship problems right now. You know, spouses and girlfriends and boyfriends and that sort of thing. And I personally kind of see this as being an extension of what you're talking about. Because then, let's take a typical couple, a man and a woman. You may have one person who's very advanced, and then you may have that person's husband or wife who is not so advanced. And so maybe some of these problems are because of this differential between the maturity of the soul, let's say. Do you have any comments on that?
Yeah, a lot of people are sticking, trying to stay with what they believe is right, and not releasing themselves to the new reality. So they remain in these control dramas, and that's what causes the strife, because they're not letting go and allowing their universe to unfold. Instead, they're trying to manipulate their own reality. And so that's something that I had never done myself, is I don't plan. You know, I believe forethought causes stress, stress causes illness, and illness causes death. So eliminate forethought and live forever. But many people are working on trying to stay, you know, even though the universe is begging them to move on, to go and find themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it has a lot to do with them denying the universal powers that are begging them to go and find themselves.
Yeah, I definitely agree. It does appear to be the case. You know, because some of these people just don't get it. It's that simple. Before I let you go tonight, I just wondered if you wanted to take a minute or so to tell the listeners about your websites and about what you do and where you can be found.
Absolutely. The website is freemantv.com, and on there you will find everything that I've discussed here with you in some form or another. I highly recommend following the links that I have on that page, not just on the links side, but in the articles themselves. It'll lead you onto quite an amazing path of discovery. So freemantv.com, and you can watch all my TV shows, including the one with you, on freemanarchives.com.
Mm-hmm.
And for some people that have the slower modems, Freeman Archives is a bit too heavy. If you go to video.google and just search Blue Fly Productions, and then you'll find all my shows as well.
Okay.
And if you realize that Project Blue Fly, was the Project Blue Book. Blue Fly was the project that the government had whenever they would find an extraterrestrial cruising around on planet Earth, and they would send Blue Fly in. And so that's why my production company is Bluefly Productions.
I always wondered about that. Yeah.
And that's why my email is bluefly free.
Right.
Email.
Right.
Because, you know, I consider myself somewhat of an extraterrestrial running around here on planet Earth. And that's all you should need at that point, you can contact me. I love getting email. I love hearing from everybody. And there's a lot to learn.
So the email address is bluefly free@gmail.com to reach Freeman Fly of the Freeman Perspective. And
I will start doing some new shows this fall, I promise.
Okay, yeah, definitely, because a lot of people are asking what happened to you, and the people that know I know you have been asking me to, hey, what's going on with this guy? And I didn't know if I, you know, had permission to talk about your book and all that stuff, so I just, I don't know.
Sure, keep bugging me. No, it really. No, it's there. It just needs to be formulated. It's there. You know, it's not going to take me anything. You know, once I get going, it's going to get done.
Mm-hmm.
Have it all. It's all there. It just needs to be put into a format.
And that's self-published, I would imagine, correct?
Most likely.
Yeah.
I'll see what happens. You know, I let the universe take care of me, and it always does. So all I got to do is do my best, and everything else falls into place.
So if there's a publisher out there called Universe Miracle Publishing or something, that would be for you.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you very much, Freeman. I really appreciate your time tonight. We've been talking with Freeman Fly of the Freeman Perspective, and this is the Controversy Tapes podcast recorded on Thursday, June 7th, 2007. Thank you, brother.
Yes, thank you, Ken.
Okay, have a good night.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
I'll talk to you again soon.
I'll talk to you soon. Bye. Shouldn't be.